complicated. Married couples aren't the only parties affected. Children can be hit hard by divorce, and a negative experience with the family court system hardly helps matters. But a new study has identified what children feel they need in order to be properly supported through the courts. Christine Smith is a leading Queensland lawyer and former president of the Queensland Law Society. Good afternoon, Christine.
Good afternoon, Kat, and good afternoon, listeners.
And now, this survey, which was undertaken by Queensland Academics for Legal Aid New South Wales, found that most children wanted to understand the role of their court-appointed lawyer more than anything else. Now, this might not seem surprising, but is it a need that is being met currently?
It's helpful to understand how the whole system fits together to understand this particular survey. The difficulty with the family law system throughout Australia is, while it's the Australian Family Law Act, there are differences from state to state and there are differences in approaches. So that's really quite important. So one of the factors that needs to be understood here is legal aid is state by state based. So what we have is we've got a family court system that is just cracking under the pressure. The Family Court Report of 2017 identified that it received something in the order of 20,741 applications last year alone, and 46% of those applications involved children matters, so about 9,500. But when you look at the report, only it states itself that only 1,106 of those matters were in fact determined by court. So that leaves somewhere in the region of about 6,822 matters for the court to hear. Mm-hmm. And while many of the families work it out themselves, and most Australian families who are in the system should be congratulated, because last year alone 13,919 of them came to resolution themselves, there's still a deficit of about 5,716 families from last year alone who are still in the system. And that means that that number of Australian families are under strain by a family court system that is not properly funded. The study refers to independent children lawyers. And what needs to be understood is that not all families who go through the court system are referred to an independent children lawyer, child's lawyer. ICLs, as they're referred to, are appointed by an order of the court, and there are certain criteria must be met before the court orders the appointment of an ICL. So it's an independent children's lawyer. So the parent A has their own lawyer or they're self-represented, and parent B has their own lawyer or they're self-represented. And so when there are issues that are high contention, or there are allegations of child abuse or allegations of child alienation, cultural or religious issues or issues of medical, psychological illnesses and so on, then the court may appoint an independent children's lawyer. Now, the difficulty with that is that independent children's lawyers are funded by legal aid. Now, legal aid is state by state, and in Queensland, legal aid is in fact a significant portion of legal aid is in fact funded by the interest earned on solicitors' trust accounts. So when solicitors have trust accounts and money goes into the trust account, that money, any interest it earns, actually goes towards the funding of legal aid. So that's something to be considered there. But legal aid funding in itself is extremely restrictive. So, for example, in Queensland, if you're a sole parent and you want to get legal aid for a parenting matter, legal aid will require that you start contributing to those legal costs when you start to earn more than $370 per week.
Oh.
To put that into perspective, that's an amount that is $50 below the poverty line. The poverty line is $426 a week. Now, if you earn $1,145 a week, you won't get any legal aid at all. To give you some perspective about that, that's less than the average Australian weekly wage, which is at around $1,164. So there is a real crisis in the family court system, and children are being caught up in it. And when we talk about helping children through this system, this study is great, and it identifies a best practice for independent children's lawyers. but where's the money going to come from?
And it's only one part of what sounds like a very expansive conversation. Christine Smith is with you. She is a prominent Queensland lawyer, former president of the Queensland Law Society. Christine, there is a review, as we know, of the family law system currently underway, the first comprehensive review since the Family Law Act was written in 1976. Now, the Australian Law Reform Commission is not due to report until March next year, and I wonder whether they'll consider, I'm sure they will, these kinds of issues. But just for any parent listening right now who might be involved in the family court system, what could a parent do to assist their children through the process?
They need to understand that children are, there's this phrase that children are resilient, and there's been more and more studies done to show that in a family court system, children are not as resilient as we would hope them to be. So keeping the children as far away from the dispute with the other party as much as possible, and not having the children as in the sandwich in the middle, so to speak, to try and keep their lives as consistent and reliable as possible. This study identified that children want to know, they want some certainties in life, and that's what most children want, is certainty. Where am I going to be going to school? Where am I going to be sleeping? You know, those basics that many of us take for granted. So when parents are going through this process, the process of putting the child first. Now, we already have that type of approach in our family court system, and I was interested in this study because it refers to this idea of including the child in the process. And there has been a previous study undertaken before, and it talked about child-inclusive practices. In 2006, Professor McIntosh published a report. It was called Children Beyond Dispute Study, and it detailed the outcomes of 142 mediations where there was either a child-focused approach or a child-inclusive intervention, such as mediation. The difficulty with the family court system is that it's a legal system.
Right.
And legal systems, our Westminster system, is unfortunately, its fundamental basis is that it is adversarial nature. And that is, you make an allegation of fact, you've got to support it by evidence. And that evidence has to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the court system that the Australian people operate under. And the family court is part of that system. So
I see.
That's adversarial nature in itself. So trying to keep the adversarial aspect to a minimum as much as possible is quite critical.
Good advice, Christine. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. It's such a big conversation that we are having, and I really appreciate your time this afternoon. We'll see if we can catch up with you again, because as we mentioned, this review of the family law system is ongoing, and so there are going to be plenty of issues that will continue to emerge, I'm sure, before March. But Christine, for your time this afternoon, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners.
Christine